Blog Talk Radio.
So the Pizza Hut $10 Tastemaker has any three toppings you want?
It's the best delivery deal around. Can't put a price on that.
Actually, you can. It's only 10 bucks.
Actually, it's only 10 bucks.
The large three-topping $10 Tastemaker.
No, Pizza Hut. It's you.
Good evening and welcome. This is a product of WBNN. This is News Hour, and I'm your host, Miss Genesis Amaris Kemp. We are on air live from Lagos. You could dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. For those of you on the airwaves, you could tune in by going to www.blogtalkradio.com. And for the first news article, we're going to talk about the tragedies in America, shootings in America, and the importance of gun control to diminish the gun violence we have seen. And one that is near and dear to my heart is the Uvalde shooting, where there were numerous children that lost their lives in a tragic and horrific accident. They recently had the Uvalde funeral attendant who encountered the gunman says he tried to go after the shooter but was held back. His name, Cody Brasino, said he has helped bury 5 children who died on that day, including a cousin. And it's just so sad that something as small as a prop door that was not securely locked per the media allowed the gunman to get inside the school and take the lives of approximately 19 children and 2 adults. So this happened in Texas. And one of the things that was sad was Brasino had rushed to help after the shooter picked up crashed outside Robb Elementary School, but fled after seeing the 18-year-old with an evil look holding a rifle. In an exclusive interview with NBC News, Brasino, who has helped bury several of the victims, including a relative, described the encounter and how he was prepared to take charge the shooter after his wife brought him his gun, but was told by arriving officers to back away. Now, what would have happened, y'all, if he would have took charge and he could have just, you know, stopped the gunman by maybe shooting him in the knee or something like that to save those lives? What would have happened? Now, let's jump back into the story. One of the officers says, "Hey, what are you doing?" An officer asks, as Brasino began to march toward the school, he said. He recalls responding, "I'm going to go in and try to stop them." As police who responded to the 77-minute attack, which ended with 19 students and 2 teachers dead, faced criticism about the delayed confrontation. They've also been admonished by some city residents, including parents who rushed to the scene, for preventing them from going in. He told him that he's already inside the school, Brasino said. He said the officer told him to stay back and shut up. Now, for a good Samaritan to be told to stay back and shut up, what type of image is that painting for the officers? Think about it. And I know there's always 2 sides to the story, just like there's 2 sides of the coin. But what could have been done to stop this shooter dead in his tracks? Now let's jump back in. So the Texas Department of Public Safety Director Steve McCraw, whose officers responded alongside school police, city officers, county sheriff deputies, and federal agents, has said the delay in response was the wrong decision. The DPS is investigating the police response as well as the motivation for the attack. The Justice Department said it will also review the law enforcement response. Brasino said he has spoken with investigators, and a search warrant affidavit also includes details of what he and his coworker told Texas Rangers. Brasino also went on to tell NBC News he was with his coworker when they heard the pickup crash outside the campus. Now let's pause there. If you heard something crash that loud outside of the campus, I wonder if anyone else in the school heard it. And if so, why didn't they have an emergency protocol where they put the school on lockdown just as a precaution? You all think about that for a second. They approach within about 8 feet to check on the driver when he emerged. I seen him crawling out from the passenger window, he said. I tell them, hey, man, are you okay? Are you all right? We locked eyes, and he gave me this vibe, Brasino said. So sometimes, y'all, you just have to trust your gut instinct, that intuition, that spiritual discernment, or whatever you want to call it. And at that moment, he looks right back to me with that evil look, and what I see is this rifle. So this is just so sad, y'all, because can you imagine dropping your kids off at school, then getting a phone call that your child will not make it home because their lives were taken by a gruesome act such as gun violence? There are no words to express what these family members are going through. There are no words to express why this young man did what he did. There are no words to express what could have been done. But what can we do as individuals to stop these acts from consistently occurring over and over? The gunman, he ended up being killed. He was ultimately killed by the U.S. Border Patrol tactical agents, grabbed what Brasino described as an AR-15 and started to raise the weapon. The pair ran and Brasino tripped on a curb and fell. He said he saw the man attaching a magazine to the weapon before the sound of gunfire and ricocheting bullets filled his ears. I get up, and as I'm running, I look back, Brasino said, and he was aiming the barrel right at me and my coworker. Another pair of workers at Hillcrest Memorial Funeral Home held its front doors open for the running men and locked them in after they arrived, he said. Wow, y'all, I know this is a hard story to go through, but I really think it's important that we uncover everything so you could begin to talk to your students, your children, about an action plan if they were ever in the act of an active shooter. Brasino looked outside to see the gunman kneeling and reloading and then heading to the school. He phoned his wife, hey, bring me my gun, he says he told her. Gunfire was erupting at the school, he said. He says he saw the man shoot into campus windows. And the story goes on, but it's just so hard to keep reading this tragedy, especially as I think about, you know, my motherhood journey and just protecting your child. So that is the first news article. So I want you to think about that article and think about, do I have a plan of action if I was ever in line with the active shooter? Do I know where the exit doors are? Do I have a BCP, a business continuity plan? Do I have a set numbers of people to call or emergency signal where I can send out that signal to save lives? How many more people are going to be taken due to gun violence? How many more? So that's the first news article. Now we're going to jump into something lighthearted, and we're going to talk about some U.S. news. And we're going to talk about the fact that we are coming into hurricane season. June 1st marks hurricane season. So do you have your emergency kit ready? And this is not super, super lighthearted, but important to just make sure that you do have a plan of action, especially if natural disaster were to strike. So on the weather side, Tropical Storm Alex lashes Bermuda area. So it's already forming, y'all. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, which killed three people in Cuba, weakened Monday as it raced past North Bermuda. San Juan, Puerto Rico, Bermuda shuttered its schools, businesses, and government agencies as Tropical Storm Alex brushed past the British overseas territory on Monday after killing three people in Cuba and deluging parts of Florida. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season had grown to near hurricane force late Sunday, reaching 70 miles per hour again Monday as it raced past Bermuda. In Florida, it flooded streets and left drivers stranded in some cities over the weekend while in Cuba. And it goes on to say the U.S. National Hurricane Center said Alex maximum sustained winds of 60 miles per hour and further weakening was expected by Tuesday. It was centered about 220 miles northeast of Bermuda by Monday afternoon and was moving to the east-northeast at a brisk 29 miles per hour. Forecasters said it could drop 1 to 2 inches of rain and generate waves of up to 20 feet. More than 800 customers already were without power, and at least three American Airlines flights were canceled, authority says. So I ask you this question. Do you have your emergency kits prepared with the necessities? First aid kit, non-perishable items, a route in case you need to evacuate your home base. Where are you heading? Do you have family in other states where you can go there and bunker down with them? Do they know you're coming? How many people are you bringing? Do you have all your medications filled up? Do you have enough food for your pets if you're going to be traveling with fur babies? Think about it. If you have newborn children, do you have enough formula? We've seen what happened. We're in a formula shortage. If not, are you pumping? Do you have enough breast milk supply? How is it going to stay cool? All of these things are things that you need to be thinking about, especially in line of emergency. Make sure you have batteries, you have flashlights, candles, and once again, the importance of non-perishable foods. And if you have elderly people that are with you, make sure that they are up on their immunizations and et cetera, especially if you have to go to a hold-in facility that is a communal place for everyone to get together. It's just so important to be thinking about these things, especially as, you know, the weather changes and you never know what Mother Nature is going to do. There are some things that we can control and there are others that we cannot control. So that is the second news article as part of News Hour. Now, let's talk about something else. So we talked about the Uvalde shooting, which was under the Shootings in America category. We talked about hurricane season, with the highlight being Tropical Storm Alex. Now, let's talk about COVID. I know it's hard and people are like, oh, the pandemic, COVID, this, that. But COVID has not left. And they're saying that there are uptick numbers in certain parts of the world. So whether you're for the vaccine or not, what are you doing to protect yourself from this gruesome virus? Right now, it says the U.S. has discarded over 82 million COVID vaccine doses, which are led by CVS and Walgreens. Vaccine providers say declining demand, large minimum orders, and multi-dose vials make it hard to avoid waste, while still offering shots to anyone who wants them. And there have been talks about them trying to charge for the COVID vaccine. So if you would like to get the vaccine and if it's your personal choice, why not go get it while it's free? If you do not want to get the vaccine, what type of precautions are you going to take to make sure you're practicing natural modalities and have remedies so you are boosting your immune system, but also being mindful of the ones that you come in contact with. Pharmacy state, U.S. territories, and federal agencies discarded, like I said, 82.1 million COVID vaccine doses from December of 2020 through mid-May. Just over 11% of the doses the federal government distributed, according to data the Centers for Disease Control, also known as the CDC, and prevention shared with NBC News. That's an increase from the 65 million doses that we were reported previously as of late February. And the two retail pharmacies that I mentioned, once again, are CVS and Walmart, and some parts of it are Walgreens, so technically three, were responsible for over a quarter of the doses thrown away in the U.S. in that time period, in part due to the sheer volume of vaccines they handle. Five other pharmacies and dialysis centers, HealthMart, DaVita, Rite Aid, Publix, and Costco, wasted fewer overall doses, but a higher share, more than a quarter of the vaccine doses they received, well above the national average. Two states also discarded more than a quarter of their doses, Oklahoma, which tossed 28% of the nearly 4 million doses it received, and Alaska, which threw away almost 27% of its 1 million doses, according to the CDC. So y'all, go do your research. If the pandemic wasn't here, we will be in a better place. But who can really say that? So if you have loved ones that have underlying comorbidities and you feel the need, based on your gut instincts and your values, take the vaccine. If you don't feel the need, don't take the vaccine, but use common sense and make sure that you are getting in the proper nutrition and supplementation to keep your immune system boosted. The pandemic is not over. We just need to be cautious and do our due diligence. And that's where I'm going to end that story. If you're interested, just look up the NBCnews.com and you will see that under one of the top news stories. And once again, for those of you that are just tuning in, we are on air live from Lagos, and you could dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And I'm your host, Ms. Genesis Amaris-Kemp, and now we are going to head to these commercial messages from Pizza Hut.
New Spicy Lovers Pizza from Pizza Hut. Hurts so good. With the spicy marinara sauce and sliced red chilies, it's like a roundhouse kick to the taste buds. Now don't be bashful with the fiery flakes. The new Spicy Lovers Pizza. Get it before it's gone. Knowing our Pizza Hut.
Amazing. That was a quick commercial message from Pizza Hut. We want to thank Pizza Hut for being a lovely sponsor. We are back on air. Live from Lagos, dial in at 516-453-9133, and we are going to jump into the gem segment. And this topic is near and dear to my heart because I have a lot of men in my life that I love, and my hubby being one of them. The month of June is known as Men's Health Month. So how many fellows out there have been to the doctor this year to just check up on yourself? Because what good is having wealth if you don't have optimal health to enjoy? Am I right? If so, and you feel how I feel, dial in. So that number to dial in is 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, because I want to know from a male's perspective, what are you doing to ensure that you have that longevity when it comes to your health, but you're also advocating for other men to go get checked up. So once again, June is National Men's Health Month. This month is all about encouraging the men in your life, including you. Yes, I mean you. Men out there, holla, to take care of their bodies by eating right, exercising, and working to prevent disease. The official symbol for the month is a blue ribbon, and the purpose of Men's Health Month is to heighten the awareness of preventable health problems and encourage early detection and treatment of diseases, including cancer, heart disease, and depression, something that multiple men have faced. So I want to do this wild card thing, and I want to put our own producer in the hot seat because I know he is all about health. So, Brother O, would you like to chime in and talk about what you're doing to make sure that your body is optimal and you're paying attention to your nutrition and overall wellness?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you so much, the wonderful Genesis Mars Camp, one of our three anchors here at WBNN. Now, she made a good point. You should know how your body is. You should be able to feel like something's wrong here. Because your body will tell you if you're not eating right, if you're not sleeping right. It's very important to, especially me being over 50, I don't look it, but it is what it is. It's very important for all people all people, male and female, to get a colonoscopy check. Very, very important. You don't know years upon years upon years of sludge inside of your colon. You've got to get it checked out. Just to make sure you're operable there and, you have no problems. I do that, and I'm very proud of that. And then, of course, men and women, right? For the men, it's the prostate check, right? Genesis for the women, it's the wonderful mashing of the breast. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
A lot of people don't, the mammograms, oh, my God, I don't even have a chest. Well, they still got to mash that, too. But it's very important to make sure that we don't have prostate cancer. And you guys don't have breast cancer. So, those things are very important over the age of 40. But anybody, and I'm talking from the age of 18 and up, everybody should get their, yearly physicals. It's very important to see how, you're breathing, how your heart is, how your blood pressure is. We all go through some things in life, and there's a lot of stresses. And we have to make sure and maintain ourselves to be a better us, and for us, not only for us, but for the people that love us. And we should want to be better for the people that we love. So that's very, very important. I think also eating healthy is very important. Definitely a lot
Absolutely.
Of fruits and vegetables. Yeah, fruits and vegetables, the right meats, lean meats. I'm not an advocate of pork because I don't eat pork, and that's because I don't eat pork. I think that, chicken in moderation, especially for black women. Now, I'm going to go there right now, Genesis. I'm a firm believer. 64% of the cases of fibroids that women get come from chicken. Because back in the day, you never heard of so many, I'm telling you, Genesis, so many black women now are catching fibroids. I have never seen anything in my life since the early 90s. Before the early 90s, black women didn't get so many fibroids. This time I was going out there like they were pregnant, and they weren't pregnant. I was in a relationship with a young lady that until her surgery, she had a fibroid, Genesis, in her stomach that you could feel. It felt like an apple. That's how bad her fibroid.
Oh, wow.
She had such a big fibroid that the small fibroids was feeding off the main fibroid, okay? And this person was an avid eater of chicken, loved chicken. And, and a lot of times, we would go out and people would think that she was pregnant. That's how big her stomach was. So subsequently, she, was able, with the grace of God and a very, very good surgeon, she was able to, it almost cost her her life, the surgery, because, they had to be very careful. If it hit the wrong phase, Genesis, she would die. She'd bleed to death. That's how bad the fibroid was. And so the other women that, complained about fibroids said, hey, man, I used to eat that fried chicken like it was nothing. Popeyes, KFC, what have you. Very, very important, young ladies, make sure that your health is there. Also, women, please go see a gynecologist, as many times as you can. I would say a woman should see a gynecologist at least twice a year. to make sure that, you know, that you can still reproduce. We have a lot of high risk in the African American community. It's a shame to say we got a high, and I've never seen so many high risk pregnancies. And I think that honestly, it's because of the things that we ingest. Part of it, Genesis, is the air we breathe, you know, and then that's something we can't help. But definitely the things you ingest, alcohol, use of drugs, because, you know, now we have like a lot of young people that love to smoke that marijuana. Like Sister Bessie always says, you know, you brought Pandora's box here. I'm ready to talk tonight. A lot of the marijuana you guys are smoking, it's not treated right. It's so many different types of chemicals that gives you a more enhanced high. Okay, it's not the regular weed that, you know, that the old heads used BZ Wide and top paper with. You know, the old weed, all they want to make you do was laugh, joke, you know what I mean, and get hungry, have the munchies. This weed make you want to go grab your gun and shoot somebody. So this be honest and make sure what the things we're ingesting, definitely the food we eat. And again, I want to set stress to the men. I ain't let nobody do that to me, man. But they figure, about, all right, man, that's on you, man. So, you know, I have a friend of mine, and I got to tell this story. I'm not going to say any names because I'm not doing that. He's my friend, so why would I do that on international radio? But this person knows who I'm talking to. And if you're hearing tonight, yeah, I'm talking about you. I have a friend of mine, it breaks my heart. At the age of 40, we both started taking our prostate exams. You know, all the four of us that were friends. And we had the fifth person that said that they wouldn't do it. Oh, man, I'm not going to let the doctor, you know, and inflict his finger in my anus. I said, look, man, it's the doctor doing it. If you feel much better, then go get a woman doctor. But he just felt that it was, just, you know, to him it was fruity, you know, blah, 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 blah. My friend at this time has fourth stage cancer in the prostate. My friend right now, you know, only has, you know, 7 months to live.
Wow. And if he
if he only listened to us as a trio, I mean, as a quintuplet, you know, family, you know, he'll be alive, you know, might be alive, you know, have more life to live. You know, some men get a funny notion. Well, I'm not going to let a person, a doctor, do that to me. I'm telling you guys, the life you save is your own. It not might be your own. I always kid around with that all the time on, you know, here at WBNN. No, the life you save is your own. Please, men, especially you men over 50 that never had a prostate exam, you need to be ashamed of yourself. You really need to be ashamed of yourself. Do I enjoy it? Hell no, I don't enjoy it. But do I enjoy the doctor telling me, you know, old ass ski, you good down there? Yes, I enjoy that. Do I feel like, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm taking advantage of something to say? Yes, I'm a man. I get it. I get that. But when the doctor tells you don't have any, you know, I'll say it and proud to say it, you know, in this situation, you know, my prostate is the size of a cashew like it's supposed to be. Okay? I have a friend of mine, man, Genesis, man, but the doctor went to, you know, situation, man, it was like a balloon in there. He was like, what the hell is this? He's like, I gotta rush you to emergency now. No, I mean, I know it sounds crazy. I mean, no last chance is not funny, but it's like it was the size of a balloon because he never had it checked out. Now it could be two different things. It could be an enlarged prostate, which is not cancerous, or it could be a cancerous tumor prostate. Women, you too need to be ashamed of yourself. Some of you women have not checked yourself out personally and privately ever. Okay. Maybe if you guys are embarrassed that, you know, maybe the, you know, the streets ain't clean down there, well, get it clean. You need to get it clean. Okay? You need to go to a gynecologist. You need to make sure that everything is working out down there. You make sure that, especially if you guys are sexually active, you guys got to make sure that you don't have any STDs. Because one thing I want to tell you, and Genesis is a serious in all communities, trichomosis. Trichomosis is very dangerous. And women can carry trichomosis without even knowing it, okay? Make sure that you check yourself out, you know, for trichomosis. You know, that's very important. Gonorrhea or whatever it is, just make sure you ladies are doing the right thing. Then now that they're seeing your gynecologist at least twice a year. And then, again, you got you young ladies that need to be ashamed of yourself over the age of 40, not checking your breasts. You're supposed to do a self-examination, something ain't right, go to the doctor. But then, of course, you're supposed to take the marriage man, make sure things are cool, calm, and collective. And then the life you save might be your own. And, of course, I want to say one more thing. Eating right,
yes.
knowing your diet, knowing what the doctor told you to do, laying off of the sodium, laying off of the salt. It's hard because I know a lot of us, especially in the African-American community, man, we like flavor. That's our problem. Flavor to the grave. And I mean that. Now you're laughing. Flavor to the grave. And especially, no matter if you grew up in America, the Caribbean, or Africa, we like some flavor. So that's what it is. That's what it's all about. But I understand that, and this is something that I had, personal testimony, Genesis Mars, kept a personal testimony. You know, all my life, not saying I ate bad, but I love, you know, spicy foods, you know what I mean, salty foods. And, you know, I had to be careful, you know. Catching up to, you know, getting to pre-hypertension. I'm already running a network, you know what I'm saying? So I'm being transparent. I'm already running a network. It's a very, very, not too stressful, but it's this high intense. And sometimes intensity can form stress. A lot of people don't understand that even the things that you enjoy can be high intense. And how about that? That's crazy, right? So, because you want to win. And it's not stressful to you, but the body's is fighting it like it's stress. So I had to make sure I had to maintain my diet. Cut back on a couple of things, listen to my doctor. I don't want to be on medicine, so I have to make sure that I stay off medicine. But again, if you need medicine, you know, I'm a very, you know, we have a lot of people here. We have health, you know, wonderful doctors that practice herbs here. Definitely Dr. Chinchilla Jonisi, who's here with us, the other anchor of our network, one of the three. She can help you. If you want to, you know, use regular pharmaceutical medicine, you can do that. But whatever you need to do, man, stay alive. Stay alive. Be well, okay? And that's the key. Fare thee well. And now back to Chinchilla. I was saying back to Chinchilla. Back to just what I said. Think about that. Think about the doctor. Think about the doctor and that one. But Genesis brought me on. But it's deep. It's really deep that we have to take care of ourselves, Genesis. And that's another thing, too. Definitely prenatal care is something that, yeah, I'm bringing it up. I'm gonna bring it up, Ms. Kemp. A lot of no matter what race you are, you gotta do better. You have a living soul in your body, in your womb. Why wouldn't you want to do the best for your child? Unless you don't want to do the best for you. So I'm hoping that that's not the case. Please, guys who are pregnant, all you guys, man, please make sure that you're going to your doctor and having the best prenatal care for your child. The life you save, again, is your own. It's your child. And now back to Jensen Mars Kemp, even though both her and Dr. Chinchilla J are Leos.
And thank you so much, Brother O, for just coming on and sharing your personal testimony, as well as a relevant story to help the men that are tuning in tonight to let them know the importance of, you know, going out and just really doing their due diligence when it comes to their body. I can't stress it enough. Your body is your temple. So, men, go do those prostate screenings and testicular cancer, because both of those fall within the month of June. But there's also importance of prostate, like Brother O mentioned, and testicular cancer. And sometimes with testicular cancer, there's not always enough testing done. And I actually interviewed a guy on my podcast, the GEMS podcast, that had testicular cancer. And he wouldn't have known he had it until he went to the doctor because something did not feel right. And that is your body's internal warning system letting you know, something's not right. You need to get it checked out. So for those of you that are just tuning in, we're on air live from Lagos. You can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. And this part of the segment is getting into June being Men's Health Month, where we are talking about all things men and all things health related, because us women, we have to advocate for the men in our lives as well as our as well as those who we love, because they are going to be here as long as they take the right measures and precautions to ensure that their body is performing optimally. But we're going to head on over to these commercial messages by Pizza Hut and then come back.
So the Pizza Hut $10 Tastemaker has any three toppings you want?
It's the best delivery deal around. Can't put a price on that.
Actually, you can. It's only 10 bucks.
Actually, it's only 10 bucks.
The large three-topping $10 Tastemaker.
No, Pizza Hut. It's you.
Amazing. So for those of you that are hungry and got the munchies, go check out Pizza Hut for that $10 Tastemaker. So thank you, Pizza Hut, once again for sponsoring us. And now, since Brother O brought up the point of prostate, I figured let me drop some knowledge regarding prostate. Prostate Health Month is actually the month of September, but they start highlighting its awareness in June because it falls within Men's Health Month. And it provides an opportunity to create awareness around the health issues that are associated with a man's prostate, BHP, prostatitis, and prostate cancer. So BHP is when you are facing that enlarged prostate, which is known as BPH, or benign prostatic hyperplasia, is the medical term for an enlarged prostate. The prostate is the male sex gland that produces the fluid for semen, which is needed especially if your wife or your partner wants to conceive. It takes both parts, y'all. And an enlarged prostate is not cancerous and is the most common prostate issue that some men are facing. There's a chart there, but I'm not going to describe the chart. You could go do your own due diligence, which is my personal challenge to you, to go research, and find out what's going on with your anatomy. So, and a large prostate, once again, is not cancerous. So this is nothing to be afraid of. It's the most common prostate health problem among men over 50, which Brother O alluded to. How common is it? Half of the men between the ages of 50 and 60 will develop it, and by the age of 80, about 90% of men will have BPH. And this is all being pulled from the prostatehealthguide.com. Always like to cite my sources. The symptoms may be uncomfortable and may include frequent urination, incomplete emptying of the bladder, a weak urine stream. So if you don't have that strong urine stream, maybe it's something that is going on with your prostate. I don't know, but you should go definitely get it checked out. If you feel like you don't have a physician that is hearing you out, there is no discount, disrespect, or discredit to quit that physician and find one that listens to you, because working with a physician should be a partnership because your health is involved. And another part is difficulty starting urination. And that's just a few things regarding the BHP. Once again, that's that benign prostatic hyperplasia, which is the enlarged prostate. Then let's talk about prostate cancer. It's the most common cancer in men. It's the second leading cancer killer of men behind, y'all, lung cancer. It is generally very slow growing, and most men die with prostate cancer. And I'm not trying to be morbid here, y'all. I'm just trying to have a wake-up call for all you men out here, which we want you to be here for a long time. So really think about that. It is, like I said, it's generally slow growing, and most men will die, meaning that they die of some other cause rather than from it. There are almost 3.1 million men living with prostate cancer in the U.S. Still, it kills over 34,000 men each year, but with early detection, prostate cancer can be treated. So, y'all, if you go to your doctor and you do your physical examination and your routine lab work, get all of your blood drawn, talk about it with your physician, make sure they check you from head to toe from the Rudy to the Tootie. Get that done. Make sure you're having these open dialogue conversations with your partner. So whether it's your spouse or another type of partner that you have, I do not discriminate. That is your business, but you need to have an open and honest dialogue. And if you don't feel comfortable, you could also go to the doctor with someone that you are comfortable with. Like sometimes I want to go with my hubby because I want to know what's going on with his body. Because as we are building our family, your body is important to me because I need you to be around for a long time for our child. So while no one knows how to prevent prostate cancer, there may be ways to reduce your risk. It is thought that these help reduce the risk. You could eat healthy and choose a low-fat diet, eat plenty of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. Maintain a healthy weight. Stay physically active. Don't use tobacco. And if you are currently using tobacco, try to minimize your tobacco consumption and get those regular checkups. That's prostate cancer. And then prostatitis, I'm just going to hit on this really quick, and then we're going to jump over to Brother O, who's going to come back and drop us some more knowledge. So let me tell you what prostatitis is. It's the most common prostate problem for men under 50. So these are for all you youngins out there under 50. So common that about 50% of all adult men will be treated for it in their lifetime. Prostatitis is an inflammation of the prostate that may be caused by an infection. The prostate is a small gland about the size of a walnut that surrounds your urethra. The urethra is a tube that takes urine from the bladder to the penis and also carries semen during ejaculation. So you want to make sure that's flowing nice and clean so you could drop that semen in your woman if she's ready to pop out a baby. But she needs part of that from you. So we definitely need to get that sperm to meet that egg. So without the sperm and that meeting the egg, we won't have these beautiful bundles of joys out here. So I just gave you three important things regarding prostate: enlarged prostate, prostate cancer, and prostatitis. So for those of you that are just tuning in, we are live on air from Lagos. You can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. And now, Brother O is going to be joining me, Miss Genesis Amaris Kemp.
Well, first of all, I'm not going to stay on long because, you know, Genesis has a lot to share with you tonight. But, of course, another thing I want to say to you, all you young guys out there, all right, that think you're porn stars and are using Viagra and all this red ad to please your woman, right? You already have musk, okay? You know, you're supposed to, you're already ready, willing, and able to have a young lady, you know. Well, that's how I get there. I'm heterosexual, so I'm going to talk from my standpoint. You know, get ready for a woman, right? And for young men or whatever, you know, homosexual, same thing, whatever. The fact of the matter is, please do not use the drugstore and the corner store and the gas station pills. The gas station pills kill. Once again, Genesis, the gas station pills kill. I never forget back in 2014, and I was 44, right? And so the guys and I've been blessed. And let me tell you something. I'm going to go there in a minute about my sexual health, right? But we're talking about this, right? So, oh, man, something called Black Ant. I said, that don't sound right. It don't sound right, you know, Lucius. I don't think you should be using that. Oh, man, good. Yeah, but let me tell you, I put this Black Ant. I'll be rusty pipes. That's okay. Whatever you want to do, brother, it's fine. Now the brother, man, is finally getting back to having a normal, healthy sex life because the Black Ant, Genesis, ruined his body to the point he could not have an erection for a year and a half using gas station pills instead of going to the doctor, having a consultation. Listen, I'm in my early 50s. I've never abused my body. Never been a man that had given myself to many women. That's not my style, right? You know, everybody's blessed in relationship. I was blessed by the woman. She was blessed by me, right? So, and been married twice, right? I'm divorced now. Hey, ladies. Anyway, that's not my point. But I do believe this, though. Men who have erectile dysfunction, okay, definitely go see a doctor about that, please. You know, if you're in a relationship, it's unfair to the lady that you're in a relationship with, okay? You know, if she she loves you, she's going to go with you. You know what I mean? Find a solution. There's many different medicines like Cialis that's out there, and, of course, Levitra that's out there. They're healthy. I am not a proponent, and you will never – Viagra, I know how you guys feel, you know what I mean? GlaxoSmithKline, you know, on my head, you know what I mean? They knocked out, you know, sponsorships. But I'm just saying that I'm not a proponent of Viagra. I think that, you know, anything – now, citizens, do not be laughing, okay? I'm going to bring up my first call, okay? Anything that gives you a headache while you're having sex, I don't think you should be using it. You're trying to press yourself and you have a headache. I think something's wrong with that. I think something's wrong. You know, No. Leave the body alone, guys. And like you said, it might be your own. Also, too, another thing that I would be believing. Now, a lot of times, you know, this is, you know, a show that is still public. And this is for the children. Okay. We're talking about grown people. Older men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Genesis, I'm a big proponent of this. I know it's going to sound crazy, but you brought me on. You should never brought me on the phone ever tonight because, you know, I'm dangerous. Okay. Listen here, guys. If you're not having sex, please don't hold your semen because that is the number one proponent of prostate cancer. You cannot – semen calcifies. Okay. And I know people are like, what in the world? Okay, this is talk radio. Anyone want, you know, we get all grown, you get to come into the conversation, don't be shy, right? Masturbation is very important. Okay? You gotta get that stuff out. Get it out. You cannot have that semen calcify that, you know, oh, I'm 49 years old, I'm not getting no more. No. If you're not having sex with a woman, you need to get that out of your body. Because if you continue to hold that semen and it calcifies, then you wonder why your prostate is like a wet balloon. We're going to take our first caller tonight.
Wait,
Go ahead, Genesis.
So one thing that I want to say is tonight's subject is for us to get real, raw, and honest so we can help the men out there whenever it comes to men's health, since we are in men's health awareness. Yes. We may be cracking jokes, we may be laughing, but we are serious whenever we are talking about these different subjects. We talked about prostate cancer, and I'm going to get into testicular cancer, but what good is loving yourself if you aren't taking yourself to the doctor?
Come on now.
And your body is not performing optimally? Can you really say that you love yourself and you value your body as a temple and you value your body as a vehicle? Because if you aren't practicing that self-care, that self-love, and that self-awareness by just booking a appointment and just saying, to hell with it, I need to go see a physician because something is not right with my body, then you are doing yourself a disservice and your family members a disservice, whether it's your partner, your children, or the loved ones who say they love you because you failed to take yourself down to a doctor's appointment, which is what, only 30 minutes to an hour?
That's right.
Come on, that could be saving your life. So what quality
is having? Let me tell you something. Because before I bring on our first caller, if you don't have an active sexual relationship, man, go on to Pornhub and masturbate. We're going to bring our first caller on right now. Get that stuff out your body before it kills you. Call number one, you're live right now with News Hour, a very, very particular News Hour with our wonderful anchor, this is Mars Kemp.
Hello, caller.
Jerry Cicito.
Hey, Jerry, the Jersey Jewel. How are you, Mama?
Listen, Mama, I'm good, sweetheart. You know, I'm glad we could get raw here because I was going to hold back, and when you said that and Brother O came back on and said everything he wanted to say, I'm going to just put it out there. So for men and women, for everyone out there listening, I don't care how many doctor visits you have. I don't care. what kind of a relationship you have with your doctor. And my cousin's a doctor, my cousin's a nurse, okay? I do everything homeopathic and natural. So cancer, no matter what you're doing, if you're not taking care of yourself, if you're not eating mostly all organic foods, healthy foods, you're going to get cancer anyway. And then you take their drugs, it's going to kill you. Okay, so what I want to say is this, and all kidding aside, guys, start reading labels. Start worrying about what you're putting in your body. Our food today is not like the food was 50 years ago. Everything is tainted. And this is what cracks me up, Genesis. You'll go to your doctor, and they'll tell you, here, take this pill. Okay, you got to get all your tests, you know, colon, this, that, everything, right? But they don't tell you to eat good. They don't tell you to eat organic. They don't tell you all the crap that's in the food. And this is why they want to keep us sick, because the majority of Americans pay for their own health insurance. Other countries do not pay for their own health insurance, so the governments want to keep their people healthier. They don't put all the crap in their foods that we put in ours. I went all over the world on health tours behind the scenes, even in McDonald's. They are cracking open in McDonald's organic eggs in Australia. Okay?
Wow.
I'm just letting everyone know that's right. You go, listen, to Starbucks in Australia, even their coffee, everything is organic. So what's going on in this country is horrendous. So they're trying to give us pills for this, medicine for that, 50,000 side effects. A doctor will not tell you to eat healthy and to eat organic. And if you're not doing that, guys, you're not taking care of yourself.
Absolutely, and I'm going to ask you a question because that is so true, and you brought up a very vital point, especially with me being South American and Caribbean descent, where my mother is West Indian, so she believes in a lot of holistic remedies and natural modalities, and I truly believe in those as well, like sea moss, using ginger, turmeric, cassava, just eating really clean and good, here in America...
I got to come on, Genesis, with that sea moss. Please, anybody that has high blood pressure, you can't take sea moss. Anybody else can. Okay. Back to I got to make sure I make that disclaimer. Okay.
And just all those components, even flax seeds, like if you boil flax seeds and you begin to strain it and drink it, that's really good. Eating a piece of garlic will help with hypertension. There are so many things there, because you brought up a very valid point where you talked about the physicians, because the physicians are getting a kickback from the pharmaceutical companies, because those pharmaceutical companies are offloading their drugs onto the physicians, and the physicians offload it to their patients, because money is involved. Money makes the world go round. And as my husband would say, what's the real war on drugs, babe? It's pharmaceuticals. These people are walking around like pill-popping junkies, and you take one pill, that pill gives you a side effect, then you're next taking another freaking pill, and then that pill is giving you a side effect, and before you know it, your medicine cabinet is just full of stuff. But what would it look like if we get down to herbs, natural supplementation, roots, and how they used to eat back in the primitive days, plus factor that in with exercise to give us a holistic approach? Because when we talk about a holistic approach, and this is for the men and women, it's your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health, and your spiritual health. And that is connected to mind, body, and soul in order for you to function and live optimally, Jerry. So, Jersey Jewel, you brought that fire. You brought that heat. And I'm just so glad that we could get into this discussion with Brother O and his silliness, as well as him being raw and vulnerable about his personal health, his sexual health.
Let it out, y'all.
And you, because my goal tonight, y'all, is to get the community fired up. And if you can't tell, I am fired up, and my little bundle of joy inside of me is fired up because she is moving around a lot.
Oh, yay! Yeah, the baby's moving around. Yeah, baby. The baby's trying to be born no time soon now. It's going to be born at, you know, regular time. But she's trying to let it go now. Mommy! Brother O is right. That's why she kicked me.
That's
great.
Oh, man. So, Jerry, I know you practice a lot of holistic practices and remedies. So what tips do you want to give the men out there? Because you talk to a lot of men and you have a lot of powerful things going on in your network.
Okay. So this is what I want to say, but to men and women. I know this is for mostly men, but listen to me, guys, okay? Get healthy through food. Get healthy through your soul, like Genesis just said, spiritually. Give it to God. Ask him to give you the strength you need to heal yourself. Okay, all these medications and what Brother O said about Viagra, get rid of it. Okay? Heal your bodies naturally through food, good food, healthy food, and give it to God. That's what I want to say to everybody.
I love that.
Oh, wait a minute. GlaxoSmithKline, please. Don't, you know, I might need y'all as a sponsor. Don't worry about, you know, it is what it is. I gotta keep on this network. I'm sorry. Don't take Viagra, but use everything else.
So use it at your own risk, but Brother O is still trying to get sponsored and paid.
Okay.
But listen, Jerry, you know, we're having fun. I'm definitely GlaxoSmithKline. Listen, you know, hey, there's some great things with plasma and things, you know, in that nature in the blood. So, you know, but that Viagra, okay? Y'all know y'all wrong for that. Again, anything that makes your head hurt while you have sex, if something is wrong with that, ow, like that's not normal. That's not human. So, what's wrong with that? And then another thing too, guys, you guys use Viagra, right? After you finish, right? Now, normally a man will be, okay, how do you hide in the body? I want to keep Jared DePito on here with Jared. This is going to be a great forum. We'll bring some other people on. I saw somebody touch one. Go ahead and touch one again. I see you. Don't be a punk. Don't be shy. Now, Jerry and Genesis. Genesis and Jerry. How does your body calm down and you still have an erection?
That's a good.
Wait, what's wrong? What's wrong? It's still, you know. Okay, wait. Calm down. No, I can't calm down. I'm calm. It's not. Okay, you know that when you take Viagra, it's a 4-hour erection. What did you say? Mm-hmm. I said when you take Viagra, it's a 4-hour erection. So, you know. It's a pharmaceutical way of your blood pressure going crazy, okay? And then, of course, like I told you about that black ant. Jerry probably never heard of her in their life. Just you might have heard it down in Texas. But up here in the East Coast, all the way from Boston to Baltimore, there's a thing that's sold at gas stations called black ant. And a lot of the young men who don't really need to be using it, but they want to be porn stars, want to use black ant. By the time you're 35, you won't be able to have an erection.
Let me chime in here because it's comical, but it's needed because there are some, like if you were to ever go into a cardiac arrest.
Jerry, stop laughing.
Jerry, what happened?
I know, Brother O is just being real crazy tonight, but he's bringing some hot topics. If you were ever to go into a cardiac arrest in the middle of some sexual activity and you took Viagra, there are some drugs that they may not be able to give you at the hospital if they needed to, you know, give you some type of medicine. And because of your pride and... He got a big ego, and you don't tell him that you took.
You're gonna sing that song. You know what? She's talking about me. Wait a minute. First of all, we know that Kevin Samuels, who a lot of you ladies hate, and another thing too, all you women that was glad that man died, y'all all going to hell. Okay, the first thing is a person dying. You guys are happy about someone dying. Something's wrong with your life. But anyway, you know, Genesis and Jerry. the columnist Kevin Samuels died while on Viagra at 56 years old.
Wow, and that's
wow.
Still very young.
Wow.
So,
I'm bring
like
some
I said,
there. You ready? You ready for the callers? Ready for the callers? Yes. I think one person's biting at the bit, and I hope it's not Bartholomew Johnson, because I already heard it can't be Bartholomew Johnson. He died of Viagra poisoning. So let's bring this next caller on. Caller, you're live right now with Jesse Mars Kevin. I don't know where this show is going, but it's fun right now.
Hey, caller, thank you so much.
Yes, it is. It's the racist S-O-N. I don't want to say I'm out of much respect to you, woman of God. You know, sometimes, you know, me being my great-grandfather, sometimes he incarnate and take over, okay? But we all talk about men's health. Let me tell you something. Right now, my great-grandfather was the creator of bootleg before it was called Viagra. It was actually called Myagra, okay? And everything... It was guaranteed to swell you up like a blowfish. And the problem about swelling you up is just had a issue with it deflating after a while.
Wow.
That sounds like Viagra. You fraud. You know what, Jeremy Tito? I'm going to tell you right now, you are no longer a fraud. You are no longer a fraud, Jeremy Tito. We have a new fraud for 2022, and he is the enshrined Huni Bakatun. You fraud. All of them should be ashamed of you.
You know what? Anyway, I love your show, and trust me, on the real, thank you so much, Hall of Fame, four-time, and any other brothers out there, especially, look, we got one of the greatest when it comes to, you know, all our men are great, as well as women here at WBNN, right? But that's one thing I think our chef, Yosef, coming along and really getting out, and I hate the word diet, but getting our eating habits right. Because, you know, maybe because diet got the word diet in there, and I try to refrain from using that. But, thanks to him, it made me look for a better word, a more user-friendly word. Did that make sound right sense to y'all?
Yes, a lifestyle choice. Versus a diet, it's a lifestyle choice.
Right. Wait, I have to share something about him, Chef, because Vince, I call him Vince, my vegan Vince. He was on Hamilton Radio with me. That's how we met years ago when we did two shows, Huni, called Exposing the Truth. One on Freedom Truth Radio, his show, and then part two on mine or vice versa. And 30 seconds after both our shows were done, Facebook took us off. Nowhere to be found.
Wait a minute. Is that old Rocco? You never got to follow the network Sean's coming here. That don't make me come up out of retirement.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Hall of Fame, a lifetime achiever. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm good, sweetie. But, yeah, but that's what happened because we were talking about everything, food, pharmaceutical, everything, and they took us off.
Wow.
Man,
I'm just over here like.
Did we just lose Huni on that one? I think Huni just got lost in the sauce right there, Genesis. I don't know.
Yeah, I just can't believe they took you off because that's like censorship right there. I feel like we are all entitled to our opinion, and what we do is spread awareness, and our message is not going to be for everybody, but it is for somebody, and as long as we are saving a life, then we're doing our part, because if you touch one life, one soul, then you've done your part, because you don't know who that person is going to go on to leave an imprint in order to drive an impact. And by us being silly, raw, real, and transparent, talking about men's health issues, talking about what some of the things that we're going through, like Brother O from his male perspective, and then us women, our phenomenal woman that we are, Jerry, and bringing that to the forefront, we could really drive the conversation and push the needle forward. And that's what it's about. Like I said, we're not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but honey, I'm somebody's cup of tea.
That's right, baby. I love it.
I love it.
And as Tupac says, and my husband can say, where would I be without my baby? Because I stay on him like white on rice. I was like, baby, did you go to the doctor?
That's great.
Oh, my God. And then back to Brother O's point, I just feel like I need to bring this back full circle. Whenever he says, if you're over here, you're having a good, nice time with your significant other, and you're let's get it on. If you can't make it through that song without bumping your head and saying, ow, there is a problem. That's what Brother O was trying to say. So if you're over here, ow, ow. And you can't hear the soothe melody.
No.
Baby,
You have a headache and a four-hour erection. Something wrong with that, man. Rags ain't right.
Well, you know what? I knew something was wrong with the whole time. You see that? Wow.
You guys are crazy.
So, callers, I'm just going to reset the conversation. This is a product by WBNN, and tonight we talked about the news hour, but now we're in the segment about June being Men's Health Awareness Month, and we are getting down to the nitty-gritty so we could get you clean from the rooty to the tootie in a natural and holistic way, because we want you to be here for the long haul. Because, like I said, what good is having wealth if you don't have the quality of health to enjoy the money that you got? Because, trust me, if you are with a young mommy and a sweet thing like myself, and she is over here rushing you or trying to take you to the cleaners, there's something wrong with that. And it's because she knows that you're close to death's door, so she's trying to secure the bag, as Cardi B would say. And so you better get your health in check before she's taking you to the cleaners. Let's just be real. Brother O, anything you want to chime in
Today's challenge, three toppings for just $10.
Mine has ham, pineapple, and bacon.
You just took me on a trip. Am I a pineapple person now? I'm a pineapple person now. Create yours, only at Pizza Hut. No one out pizza's the hut.
No one out pizza's the hut. We want to thank Pizza Hut for what they've done for us tonight, man. Outstanding performances and all week. This week is sponsored by Pizza Hut. No one out pizza's the hut. All right. You start mess, okay? I'm not going to get on here, you know, what you said, but it's true. Now, I'm going to tell you something else, too. Now, this is from, and I'm glad we got some chat here. Brandon from Boston, Massachusetts. He said, you know what this guy said? And I'm glad I had both, and I'm going to put it on the next caller for this one, too. All right? He said he's addressing this to Jerry and Hooney. Now, this person listens to this show all the time. So, Jerry and Hooney, are you there? Are you ready to take this young man's question?
Yes.
Yes, so I'm here.
He said the best thing for erectile erection is to get rid of the woman you have and get a new one.
But that's not a question. That's a statement.
He said that's his question. I'm just trying to tell you what he said. He had a question for y'all, but that's maybe he's taking Viagra and maybe his head is hurting. But I gotta quote the chat as the chat was. Okay, his head is hurting and he's doing it and his head is hurting. So is this what he said? Because he's ignorant. Thank you, Brandon, for your ignorance. We appreciate it and continue to listen. I give you the question. It should have been. Thanks, Brandon. All right. Should a man get rid of his woman because she's the problem, and that's the reason why he doesn't have an erectile, erectile function, because he's with the same woman, and he needs to get a new one?
Wow. Woman of God, Jason. Woman of God, can the magic man Haru, a master sound therapist, answer Brandon's question? Do you mind?
Yes.
I will let you answer this question.
All right, Brandon, I hope you hear me. Look, get closer to the speaker. Because one of our greatest, he tried to warn us, right? He said, when you get through looking at that judge in the face, it's going to make you want to cuss. The whole human race, because it's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her. Whoa, it's cheaper to keep her.
That ain't what you said. That ain't what you said on Andrea's show. Remember that, Jerry? Yeah. You said get rid of her. That's what you said. That's what you said.
Oh,
that's
my God.
If the jacket gets caught, the jacket gets either wet outside, turncoated.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look. Trust me. When you get through looking at that man or woman with that long black dress
right.
on, trust
oh,
me, you're gonna want to cuss everybody out. It's cheaper to keep a son.
Wow, that is the worst thing. I'm calling my twin. I'm calling my twin Andre Pepe tomorrow. Genesis. He came on a show in 2019 and said, "Get rid of her." That's exactly what this man said. And now, you know. Listen. Now, this man is a married man. He better say cheaper to keep her. Oh, you right. You right, Hooney. You married now, so you right.
Choose your words wisely, because as Marvin Gaye said, there's nothing wrong with me loving you, baby. No. And giving yourself to me can never be wrong if the love is true. Oh, baby.
Wait a minute. I know the woman of God ain't dropping no notes like that. Now, I mean, wait a minute.
Let's get it on.
Oh, my gosh. Genesis, they're rubbing off on you, baby. They're rubbing off on
no.
you.
But we got to keep it real, y'all, because this is a hard subject, but it needs to be a fun subject in order so this man can bust a move. And listen at me, y'all. I said bust a move, not bust a nut, because you need to bust a move to get your A-double snakes to the doctor. Put that on your to-do list before the end of the month.
Oh, my God.
Yes, please, because no one – listen, I'm going to have Jerry Petito, because she remembers. She's a kid in the 60s, right? And so, I'm sorry, Jerry, this is what I'm saying, Jerry. It's not like that. So, but you know, she remembers the show, remembers the commercial. It's Slinky, it's Slinky. No one wants a Slinky.
Yes.
It's Slinky,
yes,
it's Slinky. Yes. No one wants that. It's for girls and boys. It's not for a grown person. It's not for a woman toy. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
get yourself checked out.
Brother O, it's a wonderful, wonderful toy.
No, it's not. Not only for girls and boys.
Oh, my gosh. You know.
No, I don't want that. Brother O. Want that.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's
run
for the night right here. Listen, Raven, that's where we're going to call her in. Next caller in this wonderful forum that Genesis put forth. It's all Genesis' fault right now. News Hour by our anchor, the wonderful, Genesis Mars-Kent. Caller?
Welcome,
yes.
Caller.
Hi,
you're on
evening.
Air. Good evening.
Good evening.
Is this
Genesis?
Miss... Hey, Chintilla. How are you?
Good. How are you? Oh, wow. I am truly enjoying this show and this topic. Oh, my God. Okay. Men that need to get a hard on. This is something, okay? Okay, so I'm going to chime in a little bit.
What'd you say, Dr. Chinchilla? Nasty?
Dr. Chinchilla said when a man needs to get a hard on, which is part of men's mental health. We're talking about men's mental health.
Now, I want to tell you guys a little story, right, about this, men using Viagra and all. And, you know, I was really enjoying listening to Hootie and to Jerry and to you, Genesis. It's been, I've been over here cracking up. But anyway, you all know that I'm a naturopathic doctor, right? So years back, when I had my natural health center, I had posted all over the windows different things and products I was promoting. So I had a natural Viagra, which was, you know, not Viagra. So I put on there, you know, like men, if you, you know, need to get aroused or you need something to boost up your libido and, you know, and I had all kinds of stuff put up there. I said, it's better than Viagra. Stop in and see me. So where my store was located, it was a lot of traffic. It was right on the corner, and a lot of truckers would come through there. And so every day there would be men coming in saying, hey, well, I want to know about that sign on the window. And I'm like, okay, oh, you need something? And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I would sell them these little sample packets of my natural, you know, sex enhancer. And so they would come back the next day or a few days there. It's like, oh, I want the full bottle. This is the bomb. And so it really worked. And so then I had old men come in with their wives. Well, the first old man, he came in, and he's like, oh, I can't please my wife no more. I need something to help me, and I don't want to take Viagra. I'm scared to take Viagra. And I said, I have the thing for you. So I gave it to him. I gave him a pack that was a sample pack, and it was like $10. And so I said, so you take this, and you come back, you know, you can get the full bottle if it works for you. So he came back the very next day with his wife, and his wife said, oh, my God, where is that full bottle? I need that full bottle now. And she said, I've never, like, had sex in, like, 3 years with him. He's just been such a disappointment, and I was cracking up. And so that saved their marriage. Then I had a guy come in, and he started talking. And every time the guys were coming, I just assumed that they wanted that natural sexual enhancer. And so this guy said, no, I don't need that. He said, I need something to make my penis go down. And I said, well, what do you mean?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
So he said, he said, I've had an erection for 4 days. And I said, for 4 days? I said, well,
Wait a minute, Doc. Please tell me you didn't say that, man. Jerry, you she said, I've got to get the hell out of here.
4 days. 4 days.
4 days.
That's what she said.
And so I asked I said, well, how are you still alive? And he said, I don't know. I said, oh, my God. I said, for 4 days? I said, well, how much Viagra did you take? And he's like, well, I took two pills. And I'm like, well, why would you take two pills? And, you know, so I was just so very disturbed by that. And then, you know, he had, like, on a pair of pants, and he said, I have one pants under my sweatpants so that people wouldn't see his erection. And so he pulled his sweatpants down.
Oh, my God.
His pants,
oh, my God.
His pants bulging out. Then I'm like, oh, my God. And so I had to.
Oh, wow.
Did you call him? Wait a minute. Wait a minute, doctor. Wait a minute. Did you call on God? You said, oh, my God. Okay, I got to go. I got to get the hell out of here.
I did say, oh, my God, of course, because I had never heard anything like that in my life. And, you know, it was crazy. So I put him on the program to try to get that down, like, really fast, because that man could have died. Because when you have an erection,
wow,
it's blood that runs through the penis. So he had all that blood just sitting up there in his penis, and it could cause circulation problems. It could actually cause
wow.
Parts of us. So I was just, like, in total shock. Total shock. And so then I had young guys coming in asking for it, and I told the young boys, I said, well, why do you need it? I said, you're young. You should not have a problem with getting a hard one, so you shouldn't. And they said, oh, well, we don't, but we just want it to be better and go even longer. I said, y'all are crazy. You're going to mess up
wow.
yourselves. And then my
hold on. Can I say something? Hold on, doctor.
You will not.
Hold on, doctor. Uh-huh. I got to say this. Doctor, everything you're saying is wonderful because you are our doctor. Let me say something to you young people. And when the opportunity, shut your mouth, okay? Mind your business and shut your mouth. Jerry, disagree. And Chances, thank you so much for doing this show. Let me tell you about what's going on with you young boys out there. You're too emotional. You're not acting like real men, and that's why you can't get it up. You can't get it up. Oh, man, I'm going to kill anybody, man. Oh, man, I ain't got no job. Calm down, man. Go to school, get an education, get yourself a girl, get married, and have some children. And even the baby. Just mother kept baby kicking right now. Because she know y'all bunch of punks. The baby saying she kicking Jesus right in the stomach right now. Because y'all y'all bunch of punks.
Wow.
Now back to our favorite program.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, let me say, it's the young guys, right? So I told them, I said, you don't need it. You're young. I said, by the time you get 35 or 40, because these were guys in their 20s, I said, by the time you get 35 or 40, I said, you're going to wind up being impotent from using that Viagra and any type of sexual enhancer. I said, even using the natural product, I said, you don't need it. And so then there were some young guys in their 20s that could not get an erection. And so those, you know, I tell myself, well, what are you doing? You drink a lot. So come to find out, some guys that drink too much or do too much drugs, a lot of drugs and all, they don't get an hard one. Some of them, they lose erections and become impotent. And that's a sad thing. So the young guys, they need to stop using drugs because drugs will affect that.
Yes.
And especially, you know, there's a lot of drugs that will cause that problem. So, you know, I told them to get off the drugs, start eating right, and, you know, get their life back. And so it's just crazy. But, you know, and to Brandon's question, okay, about his name.
Yeah.
That is just not true. Now, you know, it doesn't matter how long a man has been with a woman, you know, if that woman is still sexy and knows how to get it up, guess what? She can still get it
up. So
it's all obviously something wrong with Brandon if he's the one that experienced that, and maybe he experienced that because he just wanted to be with another woman, you know. So
there you
never
go.
Know.
Brandon's just nasty, Doctor. He's just nasty. He just wants more women. That's what it is, Doc. Hey, you hit it right on the head. He's just nasty, Doctor. Yeah, you know, I want me to get me another woman. Honey, watch yourself now.
Look.
Oh my God!
I think Brandon Mee is a duo. You're a great singer, one of the best I ever heard. But you can actually go live and start singing. If you don't mind, we got to do a duo. Don't make us get on Luther Vandross and if this world was ours and all that kind of stuff like that, right? Look, I need you. You know, both of us, it need a male and a female. It need a male and a female at the same time. So all three, I need you to say it's cheaper to keep it. It's cheaper to keep it. It's cheaper to keep it. It's cheaper to keep it.
It is.
Is
you know what?
You, honey.
You ready for this? I'll say it like this, really. Honestly, I'm going to talk, and I want to thank Dr. Chichilla for being on this program. And I'm going to put her back on ice, and she got to get herself. But I say it like this, right? Honestly, I've been through two divorces, but I had a good lawyer, so I can't say it's cheap to keep it because I won. But the fact of the matter, when you guys don't have a good lawyer, it's cheaper to keep her. Trust me, I divorced two women with the same lawyer, and now that's our program.
And you know what? You know what? Casey and JoJo said it the best all my life, because if you with a woman that does not please you, satisfies you, caresses you, then you're with the wrong woman. Because Casey and JoJo, y'all, I love the song
that's a word right there. She's speaking the word. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Preach.
I will never find another level. I will never find another lover sweeter than you, sweeter than you. And I will never find another lover more precious than you, more precious than you. Girl, you are close to me like my mother, close to me like my father, close to me like my sister, close to me like my brother. Let that marinate, because if you got a baddie with some saucy, that just makes you just say, ooh, wee, Poppy, you got a baddie. But if she doesn't do that, where did you find her at? That's the question, because sometimes you men are looking for these women in all the wrong places, and you want to blame a woman for not satisfying you, for not pleasing you. But did you go find a chicken head, or are you looking for a dime piece? Because I don't just want a dime piece. I want to be the top of it for my man. I want, when my man walks through the door, my husband, he comes, he gives me some luscious kisses, he rubs the baby, and he says, baby, is there anything that I could do for you?
Wow.
And it says, and you are the only one, my everything. And for you, this song I sing, all my life, I prayed for someone like you, and I thank God that I finally found you. And because I know I'm God's grace for him, because without me, there would be no him. There would without me, there would be no union. So think about the woman that you got, and is she a reflection of you? Because my husband says, my queen is a reflection of my king, just like my king is a reflection of his queen. So think about it, y'all.
Yo, see, now, you know what she just did? You know, Jerry, Hall of Famer, Lifetime Achiever. Me and Hoonie are trying to catch up to you. We'll be there on the honors, okay? Don't forget about it. We're elect, right? What she said tonight, and Hoonie Bakatoon, you know what? Just shut up. Now, what she just said tonight was so important because she said that the man came home and kissed the woman.
Yep.
Kissed her. And not only that, Hoonie and Jerry, he rubbed the baby. That baby's kicking the side like, hey, daddy. Don't think it ain't. Because a life form knows love, even inside the womb. Is there anything I could do? That's, Hoonie Bakatoon talked about the great people listen to this on a constant basis. You know, Jesus talked about it. Chinchilla and the people that came on, you know, it's crazy. You know, that's amazing. That's amazing, that type of love. That's the type of love that I know my father shared to my mother. That's the type of love that Hoonie talks about his father sharing to his mother. That's the type of love that Chinchilla talks about her father sharing to her mother. That's the type of love that Jerry talks about her father sharing with her mother. And maybe we're old heads. You know, we're all in, you know, all of us are in our 50s. You know, Genesis, and you being in your 20s and saying that.
No,
30s. Are you? I thought you were 21. I thought you were 20 years old. Shut up. Be quiet. I'm trying to mark you. Shut up. So my point is, but even in the young 30s, right, that situation there is amazing in itself, and that's what I love. So we're going to, you know, let the Hall of Famers talk, and then we're going to let you know, and then we'll do a little bit of Ngozi time, and then we'll let Genesis, you know, do her last words. So I'm going to get back to Genesis, and she'll bring, you know, me on with Ngozi time. Go ahead and talk to the Hall of Famers right now, Ms. Kemp.
So I would love to play this song, if I can, When a Man Loves a Woman, because I think that would shut down some of the callers, because sometimes you got to hit it with some old school songs.
Wait a minute, Genesis. I got somebody who's very important and our most tenured host on this network. I got to bring her on. Antonia Batts, who also understands the love of her father and her mother to her. Here we go, y'all.
Hi, Antonia.
Well, how are you? And it's always wonderful to hear what you bring to the table. And I will say that you all had me laugh, and I didn't know if I should jump in there because you covered all the important parts, which is why a man and a woman should try to go at it naturally. And I tell you, it's nice to hear that there is still such a thing as people who want to love people because they just want them. Because at one time, the divorce rate was going, like, spiraling out of nowhere, according to at least the media. And it's, you know, just good to see that people value each other again. And if they did, you know, have to resort to Viagra, if they had medical or psychological reasons, who am I to pass judgment? So thank you very much for the introduction, Ngozi. I tell you, all of you, you know, Jerry, Hoonie, and whoever
Hi,
else came on.
I love you.
Always good to see you, hear from you, too. Love you back. And I tell you, even Hoonie, I didn't expect for him to have to say too much because he's a male. I figured he'd, you know, take up for his guys. But that's okay. It was really a nice show. Thank you very much, and you take care.
Thank you so much, Antonia, and thank you for calling in and supporting the segment because, you know, we gotta get our men's health in alignment. And, you know, even though we're having laughter and fun, we definitely have to be here together because this is not a race that the men can win alone. They definitely need a firecracker backing them because if not, sometimes they will not go to the doctor. So sometimes you got to crack that whip. Watch out. So,
yeah, that's
brother,
true. I don't like the cracking of whips. I really don't. Genesis, and that might be the reason why you got married to your husband and have a baby. That's on you. God bless your husband. But my point is that we're not going to, you know, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let you talk to, you know, the lad, you know, our Hall of Famers here, and then you'll bring me back on for and go through time. But I say it like this. Guys out there, stop using those enhancements when you're 22 years old. And you're wondering why you're sitting around at the party, knowing that you went to the party, and you're like, what's going on? How you doing? No, I'm studying Islam. I'm studying Christianity. I'm a Buddhist. No, you just can't get your thing up. So don't lie to yourself. Don't use it. So you don't have to lie about your religion, talking about you're saved now. No, you're not saved. You need to go to the doctor. You need to go see Dr. Chinchilla or Jerry Petito. Eat right. Get homeopathic medicine. And then pray for another day. Women, please, 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 like I said earlier, all jokes aside, please make sure you get your mammograms, make sure that you're doing well, just take care of your body. You know, black, you know, ask your American women, watch your chickens when you fly, boys, please. And on that note, I'll be back for a go-to time, maybe. Hey, go ahead. This is a talk to Huni and Jerry.
So, y'all, we're talking about, you know, the soulfulness of men. And we also talked about the reproductive. That's the hot topic right now. Like, if I was Wendy Williams, how you doing? But I'm not Wendy Williams. When a man loves a woman, and y'all rock with me here, y'all, because I know y'all know this song. I'm still a youngin', but I still feel like I'm an old soul when it comes to good music. So listen to these lyrics and let's see how we could remix it to help the younger men really love a woman, but also love themselves for how they can complement a woman and build together and have those synergies in a nice sexual manner, but also take care of their health. And the lyric said, when a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else, he trade the world for the good thing he's found. Now, how many men out here are in these monogamous relationships where they are faithful and satisfied with one woman? Think about it. If she's bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong and turn his back on his best friend if he puts her down. When a man loves a woman, spends his very last dime and trying to hold on to what he needs, he'd give up all his comfort. That's love, y'all. When a man can love a woman that way, that he spends his last dime and he just solidifies his woman and he makes that woman feel like she's his everything. Like, doesn't that just put you in a mood where you just want to just say, ooh, baby, let's get it on? Think about it now. He'll sleep out in the rain. And if he said that's the way it ought to be, when a man loves a woman, I give you everything I got, trying to hold on to your precious love. And baby, baby, please don't treat me bad. When a man loves a woman. Come on, Huni. Come on, Jerry. Y'all can sing it better than I can.
Oh,
I'm not a singer.
God. No, we need Percy Sledge. You know what? Hey, I'm not Percy, and I love the lyrics of that song, but look, the Ebony Elvis had took over Magic Man's microphone, okay? There's another guy in a group, I'm telling you, I don't care if y'all been arguing from sunup to sundown. Not good. You talking about sound therapy. We were walking the house, and all of a sudden you're here. What did we go wrong? Now won't you tell me what went wrong?
Ooh!
With love. But maybe we can fix it. It doesn't matter who went wrong. Right. You know, there was a child that would put those songs on, I'm telling you, that would stop an argument in the track.
That's right.
It would pretty much fix anything, honestly. Back then, it would pretty much fix anything. And you're probably wondering why all of this, you know, black-on-black crime, not to take away from other people, right? But black-on-black, you want to know why? Because too many people was in the house making love, making up. You understand? And look, now here's what y'all going to be mad at Magic Man here. We're going to be mad at me. Women, y'all got to get on your J-O-B, because can you imagine, you want to stop a war, a man will have to take a nap afterwards. So if you're doing what you're supposed to do, then all the men will be out, they'll be in the house sleeping. They can't be out there fighting if they're asleep. Think about it.
Okay, so wait, I got to say something to you, Mr. Hooney Bakatoon baby. All right, so listen, I see it a little differently. I see it a little differently, okay? So here's how it really goes. A woman, okay, a man is the head of the household, right? But a woman is the neck, and the neck controls the head. So when you bring it on to us and you treat us like queens, we will absolutely treat you like a king. See, it has to start from the man. Because if the man wants to be the head of the household, it has to start there. So if he becomes her protector and her light and her everything, and he treats her like the queen she is, she will absolutely give it back tenfold. But if he doesn't do that, that's right, but if he doesn't do that, now, if he doesn't do that and he treats her really bad, she's going to give it back 20 folds.
Wow.
I can agree with that.
Okay.
I think both of y'all had some amazing points. I could resonate with some of what Hooney was saying, but I could also resonate with what Jerry is saying. If he comes in and he makes me feel like I'm just floating on air, he makes me feel like the creme de la creme, he just caresses me, he just says, baby, is there anything that I could do? Oh, you best believe I'm going to be there for my man. I'm a rock with him.
That's
because
right.
I just feel like I'm floating on cloud nine. And,
that's right.
You know, sometimes all you need is just that to just spice it up. You just, you know, as Rihanna say, SMH.
Yep.
Oh, my God. You know what? I just got a message from on high, and it's coming from Augusta, Georgia. Can you hear me, Orocco? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, the message I just got from the guy from Augusta, Georgia, he said, this is the man. You understand? He tried to warn y'all before the bucket kicked him.
But question, where would the man... That's a good point, Jerry. Where would a man be if it wasn't for the woman birthing the man?
Well, here's the thing. If you think about the word woman, the word man is in there. So if we really think about what that means, right, because of the woman, now there is a man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. You know what?
Y'all, this has been a hot topic.
Think about it, Hooney, right?
Oh, yeah, it's true. Hey, look, you know, trust me. I don't want the Banneker Plow Spider to haul up and stop me from the other side, and I'll be driving. I'm driving, but my head will be looking around like the Exorcist, so you're right. You trust me. I mean, I humbly agree.
I love you.
And on that note, it's time for Ngozi time. Let's see what Brother O has to say. Brother O, take us into Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that caught in your account that robbery tonight for this topic. I'm just happy what Jerry and Hooney said. It's all about fun, and that's the key to everything that we do. And I'm happy for all the folks that count it not robbery, to listen to us, you know, on a constant basis. So without any, you know, other ado, we're going to have our commissioner, the Give and Gozi time. Let's get it.
All right. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele, Malewe, Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mothers and fathers, favorite producer, Oladele, Malewe, Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio. Now back to our host, Genesis Amaris Kemp.
Thank you so much, Dr. Chinchilla. Once again, I'm Miss Genesis Amaris Kemp. I brought you the News Hour segment as well as June's topic, which is a hot topic, men's health awareness. We talked about prostate. We talked about sexual health and reproductive health, all of that good thing. Not using Viagra because if you're, and have a headache, that's not for you. So switch it up with homeopathic remedies. We also talked about the importance of just going to the doctor and listening to your body whenever something is not right. And we also talked about some great love songs and some lyrics to help put you in the mood if you're having a problem trying to get it up or stay on to please your significant other. So I want Brother O to hit us with an old-school love song, and I want us to let it marinate and think about the lyrics. Then go have yourself a nice, fun night in a healthy way without taking any drugs to help you. Just create the mood. If you need to light some candles, if you need to turn down the lights, if you need to do anything that you need to do just to get yourself in the mood and create a safe space, then do that. Brother O, would you like to hit us?
Yes, I would. First of all, I want to thank, of course, my commissioner, who's easing a lot of, a lot of things I like to do, on this network. And I appreciate our commissioner now being able to give the cry out for Ngozi time. It's very, very, very important. And I really appreciate her. And, of course, what more can I say that haven't already been said to all the folks out there that called in tonight? I love you guys, man. This is a great show. And I love Genesis Morris Kemp. You know, she's a young lady, man, that came on to class 2021. It's very, very important. So, of course, Genesis, I got something for you. You ready for this? I'm going to give you my tribute to the great former commissioner here, the Honorable Angela Thomas, if I play this for her show. Are you ready for this soundtrack? It should get you in the mood with you and your husband. And after you have that baby, you might have twins. You ready? Let's get it, y'all.
I'm thinking of, there is no one else.